The Hawaii Community Foundation office on Kauai is headed up by Darcy Yukimura, Director of Community Philanthropy. And she's out in the field observing where the greatest needs are following the storm and flooding of April 14th and 15th. Ultimately, Darcy and the HCF Kauai Island staff are working to get funding where it can help the most. Aloha, I'm Kat Howland, member of the HCF team based in Honolulu. The more we on Oahu heard from Darcy about how the recovery effort is unfolding, the more we thought that you, too, would want to hear these stories of impact. Over the next few weeks, while Darcy and her team visit the nonprofits who are helping community members to rebuild, we will document the efforts and bring them to you in this series of short audio stories. Thank you for joining us.
I'm here with Kavika Winter of Limahuli Gardens of National Tropical Botanical Garden. And we're sitting in a beautiful lo'i here in Haena. And just wanted you to meet him.
Kavika.
Aloha mai kākou. Okay, my name is Kavika Winter. I'm the director of Limahuli Garden and Preserve, which is a part of the National Tropical Botanical Garden. We own and manage the 1,000-acre Limahuli Valley. We have a nature preserve and a botanical garden. And we also collaborate with another local grassroots nonprofit, the Hui Makai Nana o Makana. And together we have what we call as an Ahupa'a Alliance. So we manage Haena as one of the last functioning Ahupa'a in all of Hawaii. We have active management all the way from the top at a peak called Ali'inui and all the way down to the ocean, our community-based subsistence fishing area and everything in between.
Here in this small, beautiful community, how are you dealing with it? How is your staff dealing with something that you've never experienced before? Kind of what have been the first actions and what are you doing now, 2 weeks out?
So fortunately for us, we had some people who were stuck here and couldn't get out, and they wouldn't want to be out anyway. So they were the first responders on the ground as far as addressing the needs of the community. Slowly people started trickling in. We had a handful of people here, more of our staff came, and I told everybody, you know what, after we did an assessment of Limahuli, we saw the damage that was done. There was nothing that was eminently, no structures were eminently going to fall over or anything like that. So we said, you know, we can put all that on the back burner. Our first issue is going to be take care of our community. So I told everybody, you guys are all working. It's just we're shifting our work priorities. Our priority right now is to make sure the community is okay. So then I think our staff was really relieved to hear that. And with the support of the Hawaii Community Foundation, we're able to tell them that it can cover their salaries to support the needs of the community. So right there, people started going to handle the food. You know, our staff just kind of started addressing all the needs. So some of the needs that needed to get done is the supplies needed to come in by helicopter. Well, actually, first, families needed to get checked on. So check on the families, get people out who need to get out. So we had people going around in our vehicles, getting people out of their homes and getting them to the evacuation, the landing zone, so they get evacuated by helicopter. Some of the kupuna and the elders, they didn't want to leave. So those guys, we're going to stay here, so they need to be checked on. So checking on them. Then the supplies started coming in on helicopters and on boats. And then so you guys were unloading helicopters, unloading boats, and we're using our vehicles to transport them from either the supply center from the beach to the supply center, from the supply center to the places that are needed in the community for all the different emergency and relief supplies. And then, you know, we have a lot of people with a lot of aloha on our staff, and one of the things that our community needs is they just need hugs. And so, you know, one of our aunties of aloha, Lahela Correa, she's really good at giving hugs, really good at listening. So she's just been going out listening to people, you know, express themselves and be there to give them hugs and give them aloha, which has been invaluable, I think, for a lot of people who are on the edge of emotional collapse sometimes. So that's been what our focus has been the first 2 weeks, making sure the community is okay. Now that that's stabilizing, normalizing, we're trying to figure out what are the next steps. So helping people to maintain some sort of lifestyle in the community, making sure they can get in and out of their driveways, making sure they can get where they need to on the road and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you and your team have been critical in this area and critical partners with us to help us stay updated on what's happening in the ground, what are the needs of the community. So we thank you for holding that role. We thank you for being flexible and having the community at heart. And you, I failed to introduce you as Dr. Kavika Winters. You have so much knowledge in history, and you have this broad perspective. So what are your thoughts going forward as a community? I just would love to hear what you are concerned about right now going forward.
Yeah. So one of the areas that I collaborate on in my research endeavors is looking at resilience. So resilience of places, resilience of communities. And, you know, one definition of resilience is the ability to bounce back from unexpected and catastrophic change. And that's exactly what happened here. And earlier I was mentioning that we have a resilient community because this community has experienced multiple extreme weather events and other kinds of events that have just completely flipped things over. And this community has always come back. Haiʻiʻina has been one of the really special communities in Hawaii that no matter what has come, the community's always found a way to come back. And that's exemplified in the land tenure history and the various organizations that the community has gotten together to figure out ways to operate in the new paradigm, whether it's how to keep farming taro after the land's been condemned and taken away by the state. How do you keep how do you continue to manage a fishery even though that's a state jurisdiction now? So the community's found all of these different ways to be able to perpetuate the traditional food system of fish and poi here, and then all of the traditions that build on that, all of the traditions that are built upon farming taro, all the traditions that are built upon fishing, and how those come together and the family traditions that come together from that. And I think that's one of the reasons why this community is resilient, because we still have those ancestral connections, those ancestral practices that allow us to feed ourselves from the land. It doesn't matter if the road's cut off, we still have as much food as we need out here, which offers some level of comfort for those of us who are involved in this kind of thing. There are there's a new demographic in the community now who aren't as connected to these things or these traditions or these places in the manners that and that we are. So I think it's been a more kind of a tenuous situation for them, whereas the people who have always been in this community, like, we're fine, we can handle this. So because we have that foundation to stand on ourselves, we're able to go out and help other people. But really the question is resilience of how does this community bounce back. And I think it really showing examples of communities that can get through things and can bounce back and Haiʻiʻina has a lot to teach other communities around Hawaii in that regard.
Yeah, I think that is what makes Kauai so special, is that ability to, and the understanding that anything can come our way and we can still band together and get through it together. So we're looking forward to hearing more from you about this. I think it's going to be a really important point to share with the rest of our state and the world. So thanks for so generously taking us out today. It's a beautiful sunny day on the North Shore, and more importantly is just these beautiful people in the community that have all stood up and risen to the occasions. Thank you so much.
If you would like to support the communities on Kauai, consider giving to the Kauai Relief and Recovery Fund at HCF. Donations can be made online at hawaiicommunityfoundation.org.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.